welcome to the Game Manx Podcast. This is episode 154. And today is November 20th, 2011. And I am your host, Brooklyn. And with me, I have none other than Shooter with a Z.
What's up?
Coming to you live from Toronto, Canada. And last but certainly not least, we have Scatino, a.k.a. Scat.
What up?
Coming to you live from Manchester, UK. And this is Lost Woods Dubstep Remix by Asphyxia. DJ Asphyxia, a.k.a. DJ Choke-a-Bitch. Or whatever. So yeah, man, another week, you know. And I guess this is a Zelda-ish. This is some Zelda-ish. It's kind of dope. It has some bump to it, right? It has some bounce. Or whatever. It's like the Pied Piper of some shit. But yeah, so Shooter's breathing heavily in the mic. Thanks. He's like, I'm hearing shit. So yeah, man, what's going on, man? It's been a good week, I think. I think it's been a great week. It's a lot of stuff out and just in general, man. I don't even know what to play. It's so much shit to play. I think we should just jump right in and talk about Zelda. Fuck it, right? Yeah, let's do that. Let's start with the spotlight today and then go back from there. So
Tiger, uppercut.
Game Spotlight.
Yeah. Skyward Sword, Legend of Zelda. So that's like the biggest release of the week, last week or whatever. One of the biggest releases. What do you think, Scat?
I think it's pretty good up to now. I've not played that much of it since Friday.
What are you up to?
I finally got into the main part of the game after that. The whole wing ceremony stuff and what happens after that.
Right.
So I finally started the main part of the game. Not too far into it. And I think it's pretty decent. You know, the certain elements of the game that are just really top-notch as usual, like from Nintendo. You know, the art style, the music, again, is incredible.
The music is actually incredible. It's like just all orchestra.
Yeah.
It's all orchestra. It's like, wow, it has punch, you know?
Yeah. And I'm also really enjoying the motion controls. You know, it's implemented the Motion Plus. Obviously, this time around, you need that to actually play the game. And it feels really good. I mean, during the like little tutorial sections, at the beginning, whilst you're in Skyloft, you know, chopping down like planks of wood and that kind of stuff to get you acclimated to it, you know, it's really good. It feels good. And I guess that, you know, encourages a bit of strategy in the game because you can't just waggle your way through it. Basically, you know, you've really got to wait for those openings to actually happen before you plan your attack and that kind of stuff. So,
right.
Yeah, it's pretty decent, I must admit. Pretty decent.
Yeah, the motion controls are really accurate. Like, it works really well in terms of just slashing and the controls feel, the combat feels way better than, it feels like what Twilight Princess should have been on the Wii, right?
Yeah.
In Twilight Princess, what you did was waggle. Like, you basically waggled left and right to have him slash. And there were, like, default slashes, right? And in this one, if you slash from right to left, he slashes from right to left. If you can literally hold Link's hand as your hand and hold it to the left and then slash from left to right, or slash from right to left, or up and down and diagonally. It's like, and you need to do that in order to get shit done, you know? Cut ropes or all that good stuff. So, it's superb, man. It's too early. I'm like about an hour and a half in, and I'm kind of like where you are. I basically just finished my first big mission, and then they sent me to the dungeon, the first dungeon.
Yeah.
And so far, what I've noticed is that everything is, it's pretty linear in terms of, where you have to go. I felt like in Twilight Princess, it was like a big open map and you could kind of, get on your horse and just ride wherever the hell you wanted to go, you know? And it was a lot more figuring out where do I need to go next. So far with this, it seems like the maps are gonna open up as you need to go to certain places, and I don't know how that's gonna affect the need for a guide. Like, I would love for it to be one of those games where you don't need a guide to kind of get through it. I felt like Twilight Princess, you kind of had to have a guide in order to know where to go. So that's kind of interesting, and I'm not sure how that's going to pan out, but I did mess a lot with the Dolphin emulator. So, like, what I'm playing now, I'm playing it on the Wii, and I got it running on my PC, and it looks great on the Dolphin emulator, but it's only running at like 20 frames per second as opposed to 30, which actually I personally can't feel the difference, but I don't know, I'm still kind of deciding whether I should take my Wii save and run it in the emulator. It looks gorgeous. And like, I'm running it at 720p. It looks great. Like, it just does. I can run it at 1080 as well. But there are little glitches. Like, some of the lighting looks weird, but everything else looks smooth. Like, all of the jaggies are gone. Everything looks like a watercolor brush stroke, you know? So I'm kind of trying to decide how I should go about it. What would you think? What would you think? You think I should go emulator or go Jaggy Wii?
Well, from the problems that I've had, or, you know, the issues I've had with the graphics, and I'd go for the best you can get with that emulator.
So what problems have you had with the graphics?
It's really weird, because at first I thought it was the component cables I was using. Basically, like, buildings in the distance, and not even in the long distance, like, a few feet away. Take for instance, the very beginning of the game, like, you, like, as soon as you wake up and you walk out your bedroom door, like, just areas around that section just look really, really pixelated and blurry as fucking. I was kind of taken aback, and it was really making me question, like, the component cables, thinking there was something wrong with them.
Right.
Even though I've never had any problems with, like, the Wii games before. And obviously I was complaining about it a lot, because the game wasn't looking good. It was looking very jaggy, very pixelated. And then when I was asking a few people on Twitter and on YouTube and that, you know, some people have said their game looks exactly the same,
mm-hmm.
and they're using the official Nintendo component cables.
Yeah, the
so
component cables are, for the most part, component cables, dude. Like, you don't need official component
cables. So, it's like, I'm not sure, I'm taking it that this must just be the way the game's designed, but
yeah,
I don't know if it's just playing it on a big TV.
So do you have it in, like, you're doing progressive mode?
Yeah, it's running in 480p.
Okay.
And everything on the widescreen and everything. Setting. Maybe the widescreen, I don't know.
You know, another thing that helps too with Wii games, in your TV settings, turn the sharpness all the way off.
All the way. Try that.
Yeah, that shit. Because basically, the sharpness setting on your TV accentuates edges, and all it does for Wii games is accentuate the pixels, accentuates the jaggies. So when you turn the sharpness off, it gives it that. It makes it blurrier around the edges, which happens to make it look better for Wii games. Always turn your sharpness all the way off for Wii games. It does. Right. It really helps. Like, even for a lot of other games it helps too. Like, if you play Infamous 1, you notice that how, like, there's typically some, like, noticeable jaggies around Cole. Like, if you turn your sharpness down, it totally helps that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that'll help you a lot.
I'll definitely try that, because the art style to the game is great, but, like I said, I was just taken aback, because it was like, yo, this shit is pixelated as hell. Is it really supposed to be looking like this, or what?
Dude, you should see this.
And I was proper stressing out about that shit.
You should see the fucking dolphin screens, dude. That shit looks beautiful. All right, fuck it, I'm going to play it on a dolphin. There's a utility to convert your Wii save and just put it on your computer. Like, you put it on your SD card, and then you put the SD card in your computer, and you could run your save. So I'm going to just run my same save. And then... Because I guess that shit, it doesn't matter. Like, as long as I'm saving my game, if the dolphin runs into a glitch, I could always just reload my save on the Wii, you know?
Yeah.
And finish the game. So I'm going to do that and let you know how it goes. I'll post some screens. I'm just... so behind with all the stuff I have to do for the site, you know, like articles I need to write and game
just
reviews.
Talking about that dolphin emulator, if I were you, I'd check out that remake of Resident Evil, because I was watching a video on YouTube of that, and that looked beautiful.
The remake of the remake? Which one?
The remake of Resident Evil that they brought out on the GameCube, the remake of the original Resident Evil. I saw someone playing that running on the Dolphin emulator, and it looked fucking stunning.
Yeah.
You wouldn't even think it was running on, you know, it was a last-gen game.
Right.
I was like, wow.
I mean, honestly, the Zelda has no jaggies at all. Like, none. It all looks, like, hand-drawn.
Yeah.
It looks crazy, dude. I'm going to put some pics up, because it has a, you could just press F10, I think, for screenshots while you're playing. Yeah, I'm gonna put up some screens. I haven't tried Mario Galaxy. I also heard that shit'll blow your mind too.
Well, yeah. So, but this Zelda, I hope.
Oh,
you know,
shit! Imagine Resident Evil 4 with that Wii.
Yeah.
Sorry, I digress.
But, yeah, but with Zelda, I just hope it's able to keep my interest.
Yeah.
You know, this time around. I mean, there's been a lot of Zelda games over the years where I've played them for a number of hours, but then I just lose interest of them. You know, Wind Waker was prime example, and Phantom Hourglass on the DS. You know, I play them for a few hours, and then I just lose interest. So hopefully this is going to be one that I want to play up until the end. So we'll just see. Only time will tell.
Time will tell, yeah. I heard it takes 4 hours to get going, though. That's what I've read. Because it's a 30-hour game, and I've read it takes the first 4 hours for you to get over the initial tutorial stuff, you know? Like, the first 4 hours, you get your basic equipment, and then once that's over and you know how to use that, the game just fucking takes off, you know?
Yeah, because I must admit, right at this time, I am getting pissed off with all the stopping and starting. And that purple thing that is following you about at this moment is really pissing me off.
The spirit of your sword.
Yeah, that shit is winding me up. She keeps stopping me every 2 minutes, and she's... I don't know, she's just really irritating. She's really irritating.
Really?
Me at the moment,
she doesn't
like,
irritate me.
And a half in.
I think some of the writing is funny. Like, some of the shit she says is hilarious. It's like, sarcastic.
It's not the writing. It's that weird, like, auto-tuney voice that comes
Yes,
over
you know what it is? Yes. I think, for me, yes, I think that's a great point. I think, for me, it's not just that character. I think it's annoying that none of the characters speak. It's just fucking annoying. And it's like Link is like Lassie in the game, you know? Because it's like, Link will be standing next to somebody, and they'll say, oh, what, Link? You went to the... You need to go in the dungeon? What? Zelda's missing? And Link didn't say shit. He's just standing there. It's like, what, Lassie? Timmy's in the well? We gotta go get him? It's the same bullshit. It's like, come on, dude. Why is Link a mute? Like, have we not had enough of this shit? Like, yeah, it's all of that, like, oh, and then you get all the text. Or, hey! And all of, and you know, it's just, that shit is annoying as fuck, dude. Like, the fact that they don't talk yet, that shit is outdated to me. I think Zelda really needs some VO, man. Like, they just need that voiceover work. I think it would take it to the next level, you know, to have like a real Zelda, and all of that stuff. Like,
yeah, I mean, yeah. Even Mario talks like in bits, you know.
Does he? No, he doesn't. Mario doesn't talk. What does he say?
He doesn't talk, but he has phrases.
Like what?
That he says. What do you mean, like what? He does a It's a Mario thing.
It's a me Mario? That's about fucking it.
You know, he has little phrases. At least Mario's got a voice to him.
Yeah, that's true. But that shit is still weak sauce too, though. Half-assed. I don't mind Mario not having a voice because his story is just always like not really a story, right? Like, get the princess. I mean, I guess they're both getting the princess, but Link is actually having to talk to characters a lot, you know?
Yeah.
Like, the whole game is fucking RPG. Fuck. I don't know. That's one of my gripes. I agree with you. That shit gets annoying. But yes, I think it's quality though, definitely. So, I've been definitely having fun with it, and I've been definitely pleasantly surprised with the quality of the controls and the mechanics of fighting, and I really enjoy Twilight Princess, so, I'm looking forward to beating the game, you know? Or whatever. And I'm off from work this week, so I'm gonna try to go in on it. I'm gonna load this dolphin shit up and just fucking go nuts. Go ham! I'm about to go ham! Yeah. So, what's next on the agenda? Ass Creed. Assassin's Creed Revelations. What's the deal with that?
You know what? It's kind of becoming a, like, Call of Duty franchise where it's...
They're just shitting out games every week?
Every year. This is like the third one. Every year and in the last 3 years, you know, so it's not something to get excited about anymore. I think every year announced that the next one's coming out next year, so next year they definitely got to bring something good because it's not that great anymore. After playing so many, and it's pretty much the same thing over and over again, I'm still liking it, but I don't think it really is a different game than what it was last year. You still do the same things. Ezio is now like 50 years old and he still runs around like he's 20, which that is kind of like, he's an old man but he still has the power, but that's kind of annoying. And then they added this tower defense game. So basically sometimes the Templars will attack your like assassin's den.
Mm-hmm.
And then basically the tower defense game is you're on top of the roofs, and then you basically set up your assassins so that they attack Templars when they're trying to take over your den. It only happens once in the story, but then the way to avoid it is just to keep your level low so that the Templar awareness level low, and in that case they won't attack you. Or if you have an assassin that's over level 10 and that you place him as make him a master assassin in that then they also won't attack you. And basically how you level up your assassins is just like in Brotherhood where you can just send them on your missions, so they also have that.
Your assassins?
Sorry?
Level up your assassins?
Assassins.
Assassins.
Whatever,
I just threw you off your shit. You were like, what? Assassins? I'm just fucking with you, man. So you're basically underwhelmed with the whole shit. You're like, eh.
You know, I'm enjoying it. I won't lie. I like it, but it's kind of like it's becoming a Call of Duty. Where it's kind of like the same stuff. Full priced. And it's not really nothing that, you know, major difference from the last game. But, I mean, they also added this thing where it kind of goes back in time in Desmond's story. The whole thing is kind of like Portal in a sense, where you like, and it's kind of like like in, you know how Portal was set in kind of like this, what would you call that? No, this, just think about the setting of Portal, and then you have to, like, you know, go from point A to point B, and he, when he goes through it, he kind of like talks about his life, and sometimes you just see like images about his past life, or Desmond's life, and I guess that's cool. And it's also in first person as opposed to how the game's in third person.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, that is kind of cool, but that's just a minor thing in the whole game. And then, you know, everything else is just like, you're pretty much Assassin's Creed. And the whole...
Speak up, dude.
The whole world just looks the exact same, although it's in a different country and different city. The whole architecture is pretty much similar. I'm just not really that impressed with this title. I think Brotherhood was a big step forward from Assassin's Creed 2.
Mm-hmm.
But this one just kind of takes it down a notch.
Mm, that's what I've heard. I've heard a lot of people just like, you know, underwhelmed.
Yeah, I mean, as a fan of the franchise, yeah, it's an okay game, but it's not as good anymore. It's
right. Kind of,
I think with, you know, because next year they're apparently coming out with number 3, so they really gotta change it up. And maybe it's just because it's always in this... It's been the third game in this time period, and it, maybe it's that. Maybe
is
it's
so. Is it still in Italy? Like,
no, it's in Constantinople.
Oh, okay, Turkey.
Yeah. So, but even, you know, there's some buildings you can tell. Okay, they're maybe from that architecture design from
right.
Turkey, but like most of the like regular buildings are just like if you put like I couldn't tell the difference for the most part which game I was playing. If someone like showed me like different screens, I'd be like, but you know the people, how the people are dressed, you know that's different because it is in a different country. It's a different clothing, but other than that, it's really not that good.
So let's not even stay on that then. Fuck it, keep it moving. So. Now that we know that's not good,
let's talk about a very good game.
Yeah, let's talk about.
I wouldn't say it's not that good, but it's just like
1 out of 10. What would you give it?
I'll give it
game of the year.
Just because I like the franchise, I'll give it an 8.
Game of the year.
Fuck that. I'll give it an 8. I think that's what it deserves.
It's like the eternal shooter joke.
Game yep.
of the year.
It's never gonna end now.
I need to pull up that podcast. Dude, if I can remember which of the 153 podcasts that was on.
Fuck that.
That'd be a glorious...
Like 2 years ago.
I should fucking start from podcast number one and
like
listen to them.
2 years ago and it's still...
Just to get that moment so I could fucking loop it into a My Body Is Ready track.
It's good. Game so of gonna the have year. You're gonna press a button during the podcast, and you know that audio is gonna play.
It'd be like, and we're gonna talk about Sonic Generations. Hit the button. Game of the year.
Jesus.
Game of the year. All right, but seriously though, so let's talk about Mario 3DS that dropped, and that's big title for the 3DS. That kind of the only title for the 3DS.
Yeah.
Yep.
Jesus shit. But yo, this is the game the 3DS has been waiting for. And as I stated in the forums, this game has definitely justified my purchase of a 3DS, being able to show what it can do, and pretty much yet again proved why Mario is just the king of platforming games. And you know, if I have to sum it up in one word, the game is perfect. Because others may disagree, but whilst playing through it and I've beat the first 8 worlds, I didn't find one fault with the game. Not one fault. You know, the level design was genius. The implementation of the 3D was genius. The music was great. You know, tight and responsive controls. You know, the power ups were a lot of fun to use. It was just an amazing, amazing game. Mm. So it definitely get a 10 out of 10 in my book. And because the game is built up of like the first 8 worlds,
mm-hmm.
and then at the end of like world 8 you beat Bowser, and you know you save Peach. But then you get another 8 worlds after that of special stages.
How are they different from the first 8?
They're a lot more difficult.
But it's the same ones, though.
No. They're different stages. I think a few of them are like kind of reimaginings of some of the stages from the first 8 ones, but there are some in there that are completely different.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Yeah, so in total, you do get 16 worlds to actually mess about in.
So it's better than that whole, just now I got to go back collect all the coins bullshit that they used to pull.
Yeah, well, I mean...
You still need to collect the coins to unlock some stages.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
But in my playthrough of the first 8 worlds, I didn't have to go back and actually collect any just to unlock stages, because I was finding them on the fly anyway. So whenever it come to a level that I needed coins to use to unlock it, I already had enough, you know, so that never set me back a bit.
Right.
So, yeah, like, the first 8 worlds are, like, pretty easy. I mean, there is a few tricky bits here and there, but you're never going to find yourself, you know, banging your head against a wall and shit about it. But then the difficulty does ramp up a bit in the next 8 worlds. You know, it does really test, like, your dexterity and things like that. Because there was one stage I was playing on earlier on, and there's like a ghost of yourself, mm-hmm. Actually within the level with you. So if you're running forward and like he's running right behind you, you know, mimicking your moves, if like you turn around right quick and actually hit him, he's going to be able to kill you and shit. So you're trying to avoid him whilst trying to avoid all the other obstacles as well, that kind of shit. So it does really test your dexterity. But you know, I think it's a fantastic game. I've had so much fun with it, I've not been able to put it down, honestly.
Even after you beat it, you're still playing it?
Yeah, because I beat the first 8 worlds, so you can class that as completing it. You know, the credits rolled and everything, but now I'm working on these special ones. And there is a special extra playable character in the second 8 worlds, which is
Luigi?
A nice little touch. Yeah, Luigi's there. In fact, in the first world of the second set, that's what you have to do. You have to rescue Luigi, and then after that world, he becomes playable.
That's cool.
And he has a different moveset, I think, from what I've heard. I've not actually played with him yet. So, but yeah, man, game is dope.
Definitely, yeah, I'm only dope. On world 4 right now.
Well, you guys should enjoy it while it lasts, because in about 3 months, you know, it'll be all about NGP, Vita, whatever the fuck they're calling it now.
There's still good games coming out for
3DS, like what?
Paper Mario?
Resident Evil Revelations?
Mm. I'm hating.
You know, I'm not even gonna worry about that, because it took the first DS a while to actually get going with its games, and then that come out with the Castlevanias and all those RPGs.
It took the original DS a hardware revision. By the time the light version came out, that's when it was really, you know, hitting with the game. So yeah, you might have a point. You know. Shooter is totally breathing in the mic.
Not bad.
Nah, but like I say though, they really shown like just how 3D should be used in these games with Mario,
right.
And I hope a lot of developers see that and they can take that on board with their games as well. So it's definitely a great use of it.
Yeah. So what we're gonna do right now? We're gonna take a break, and you can listen to this track. It's called Mega Air. So, we'll be right back. So that was Mega Air by Pixelator off SoundCloud. So definitely a pretty dope track, right? What say you?
Yep.
Yeah, right? Pretty fucking dope. So we're back, and I guess let's go into the news and see what
Fight Boom! Boom! Game news this week.
Yup, game news this week. So, some interesting developments. Metal Gear Solid 5 confirmed. No one is surprised.
Nope.
The least surprising announcement. What?
Is it confirmed for the PS3?
They never really said.
Yeah.
Well,
it was kind of like a Twitter thing, wasn't it?
No. I don't see why it wouldn't be confirmed for PS3 when the announcement is being made in official PlayStation magazine.
No, I was thinking about PS4, you know.
Right.
Oh, right. Oh,
right. Duh. Scat. Wake the fuck up.
Ew.
That was obvious, dude.
I can't cope with y'all anymore. Crap me up.
So, yeah, that's what I was thinking too, Shooter, though. Like, is it going to be on PS4? I think it's safe to assume it'll be on PS3 just because.
But then again, we don't know how far.
Yeah.
In development.
That's true, too. I mean, they still haven't even really showed us anything substantial from Rising, like, right? They showed that Watermelon demo.
And the fact that they've now.
Two E3s ago.
Producer.
Right. And now they. I think that Rising is fucked. I think that they may have started over or some shit. Like, something went really crazy with that game.
I think they're supposed to show some at Spike Video Game Awards.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You posted that teaser, right?
Well, the teaser was about Wake, but...
Oh. Damn.
Yeah, I mean...
There is a teaser, though, because I've seen it on some site.
There is some.
Yeah.
Too.
Right.
It probably... It's... Either that it sucks, and that's what the problem's been, or the fact that it's multi-platform, and they're struggling to get it running as well as it could do on both systems, and looking as good as they hope it will, you know, sticking to that Metal Gear tradition of brilliant-looking games, I don't know. But, to be honest, with Metal Gear Rising, I was never really that interested in it anyway. You know, they made that whole big announcement, two E3s ago, you know, and it was like, shit just died, and it's like, were people really that bothered? I don't know. What?
I don't know. Also, Killzone 4 kind of got, I guess, what was that all about?
Yeah, well, the rumors going on about, a new Killzone game is definitely in development, other than the one that is already confirmed for the Vita. So there's been wild speculation this week, because a couple of sources have gone on to say at least one of Sony's studios are already hard at work on a PS4 game, and then it come out about Killzone, so the speculation is, you know, they are that studio, and they're working on Killzone 4 for the PS4 as a possible launch title.
Yeah. Fuck Guerrilla. Fucked up Killzone 3. Bitches.
Yeah, but, you know, if anyone's going to be able to show off a great tech demo of what maybe the next console could do, then they're the ones.
That is
them
true.
And Naughty Dog, anyway.
That is true. And Naughty Dog, I don't know. They fucked up Uncharted 3 graphics. That's for sure. Because it doesn't look as good as 2, and I don't give a fuck what you say, Scout. It just doesn't. The characters, shit just look better in 2, in my opinion.
We can get onto that in the games we played.
Yeah. So. He's like, why are you picking a fight now in the news section? Saints Row 2. No, 3. The third. There's a promo for that where you get part 2 for free, right? And that's going to be, I guess, in the UK and Europe as well now, as Canada and United States. So if you buy the game before, the end of November or something?
It's February, actually.
Oh,
yeah.
February 12th, 22nd.
They did
so. Come February, that's going to be cheap as shit anyway. So I'll pick it up last minute, and then I get both games.
It's for PS3 only.
Yeah.
Throw that in.
Even though Saints Row 2 don't have any trophies in it, but
it didn't. Yeah. That's why I got rid of my copy of it.
I guess a free game is a free game.
Right. One more game you won't play that'll just sit somewhere.
Yeah. Sit on the hard drive.
Right.
Not being used.
So, E3 promises. That's on our list of shit to talk about. So, what was the deal? You started to talk about that before the podcast, Scott. What were you saying about what?
Yeah, so basically, at this year's E3, during Sony's conference, when they were talking about Battlefield 3 and everything, they basically said that every copy or brand new copy of Battlefield 3 will come with Battlefield 1943 on the actual disc.
Right.
They didn't make good on that promise, and they never put it on the disc. But it was only revealed when the game actually launched that, you know, they never intended to put it on there. So as a sort of make-up thing, they've come out and said, oh, well, because of that, we are giving you DLC in a week earlier than other platforms. But now a lot of disgruntled PS3 owners are basically taking it to court, saying that how they went back on the promise, but it was only announced after the game had gone on sale, and only then by Twitter, you know, that they weren't making good. So a lot of the customers were actually aware of that fact, so they misled bullshit, and profited, man.
You know, the game's been out for, like, what, 2 years now? They should just release it for free for those people anyways. It's not like many of them will buy it now.
Right. It's some bullshit, dude. Millions.
They should just give it out free anyways.
I agree. I think it's just whack, man. I just think you shouldn't make promises and not keep them, yo. Like, that shit is whack. It's whack when people do it, and it's worse when companies do it, right? Because it's a brand. It's like, fuck, man. Like, you can't get on a stage, a press conference, and promise your fans something and then just don't deliver that shit. Yeah, like, that shit is, like, there should be some type of FCC ruling about that type of shit. Like, come on, man. That shit's bad. Like, that shit shouldn't be allowed, man. There should be some type of recourse. They should get fined or something, you know? If you have a press conference and you promise that this is going to be what you're going to get, and then, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean,
Okay,
they took it out, but they should have actually, you know, come out and said, you're not going to be getting this before the game is actually released. Not just, you know, completely
acting like, you know, they didn't say it.
Not say anything about it until it's the actual consumers who have then paid the money for that particular version.
Right.
And they're saying, oh, well, where's our free copy of this? And then they come out with some bullshit. You know?
That shit happens a lot. That shit happened with Gran Turismo 5. Like, they, you know, early on said, oh, it's going to have export to YouTube. And then that shit just never made it in the game. But that's just a feature. It's not as bad as promising a free product and not delivering the whole product, right?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I just see it happened a lot. It happened a lot this year. And I don't really would hate for that to start to be a trend. Like,
That's twice now with the PS3 promises, but at least, you know, the Saints Row, the third one, actually made up for that. You know, and they're actually doing something proper about it, and actually giving us something for free, and not, oh, we're not giving you this for free, but you can buy more DLC off us a week earlier than everybody else. It's like, oh, wow, yeah, I get to spend more money on your ass. That's good. Right. A week earlier as well. Fuck.
Yeah, that should be stupid. And then, that's all I have. Well, Call of Duty, I mean, they sold a bazillion copies, right? we all knew that was gonna happen. So.
Oh, shit.
They just spanked everybody.
Again.
They answered the Call of Duty.
They've done it, but.
775 million.
He's broke that record now.
Yeah, $775 million worldwide they made. 5 days they made $775 million in sales. And last year the record that they set was $650 million. So they beat it by $125 million.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Dude. Not surprising, though, with the Call of Duty Elite thing as well. I bet that's in there somewhere.
Oh, you think that's part of that $775 million?
I think it could be. Well, I don't know, but possibly not. They'll probably come out with more numbers in the next couple of weeks and say, oh, and also with Call of Duty Elite, we sold another 500 million on top of that.
You know, think about it. I mean, shit. If out of 5 million people who bought the game, what? A million, one-fifth, signs up for that shit and spends $10? How much is that shit? More than that, right?
It's like 50 bucks.
50 bucks. 50 times a million. It's $50 million. That shit's crazy. So, yeah. Anyway, let's move on to what we've been playing this week.
Games we played this week.
Yeah, man. I played Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 this week.
Go on.
Spacebars brought it over here yesterday. We were recording the streetcast, and yo, this shit was kind of fun. We played co-op.
Don't say things like that to me.
We played.
Don't make me go out and buy that shit.
We played co-op, split screen co-op mission modes or whatever missions. I don't know what the technical term for the mode is. Co-op missions, and it was fun. Then we got online and we played some multiplayer. That was fun. It felt a lot less cheap. Like, I wasn't dying. My deaths felt warranted, you know? It was alright experience, honestly. It was, I don't think the game is for me because it seems, I don't find the aesthetic and the art style that particularly, engaging. Like, it's just generic, you know? Everything about that game to me is generic. The menus, everything is generic. It's so generic, but I think that's why it's so popular, because it's so, like, it's really clean. It's to the point, you know what I'm saying? It's not, because I think there's kind of like this thing where the more heavy a design is, the more you're going to have a split in who likes it and who doesn't, you know? So, like, for example, you have a heavy stylized game like Killzone or Halo. Some people are just going to be like, I'm not into that Space Marines shit, you know? Or some people are going to be like, I don't like the futuristic style of anything. I'm not into that, you know? Whereas Call of Duty, just the menus are just plain. It's literally just, this is the information you need to know, and that's it. It's really basically just easily, it's just easily accessible to anybody. Like, it's not styled at all, so they're not gonna have a lot of people that's not gonna like the style, because there is no style, you know? It's just interesting, and I think, you know, the way the maps are is basically, they're sticking to it, man. It's a lot, it's just like what you would think it is. It's different maps, but it's pretty much the same. You know, it's kind of like what they've been doing. It really is. It's just more of the same. And I think people are going to like that. A lot of people are, that's what they want, you know, and I think that's why it's popular. So it seems like the multiplayer was better. Like, it felt, didn't feel laggy. It felt, you know, I didn't feel pissed off that I died and I shouldn't have and all that type of stuff. So it seemed cool. I mean, you know, I think you know what you're going to get, you know? You know what you're in for. I played some of the single player, and I don't know, it was cool, you know, it was a pretty entertaining stage or whatever. Yeah, it's not a bad game by any stretch of the imagination. It's really not. It's just not particularly what I want to play, you know? So I could totally see myself playing through the single player just because it's a good shooter, you know? In a world where there's so many whack ones, so, you know, it is what it is. Like, yeah. I just like heavily stylized art styles in games, so it's not gonna make me run out and wanna buy it, you know? Or whatever. Especially not at full price. And that game never goes down in price, really, so. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like, it's a fucked up situation, right? I would totally buy it for $39. Totally.
It'll go down in price 2 weeks before the new next one. Call of Duty is out.
Yeah, so it's like, it's a wash. So, been playing a lot of Sonic Colors. Sonic Generations. Love that game. I just think that game is fun, man. I noticed that all your time scat are all from regular Sonic and not modern Sonic. I don't know what the fuck is on your mind, but
modern that Sonic game,
modern Sonic is way better. That game is dope. Have you seen some of the speedruns of that shit? Oh my god, the YouTube speedruns, it makes that game look like a cartoon, like an animation. The way these dudes play that game flawlessly, it hypes me up every time, and then I go and I play and I have fun and I die. But I like it. I think the game is dope. I think it's one of the most fun games I've played all year. Like, honestly, straight fun factor. Yeah, you might die sometimes, and there are parts of the game where you could tell that they could have designed it a bit better, but overall, I think it's a great game. Like, the hub world kind of sucks, but there's probably 80% great moments and 20% WTF moments, you know? Why did they put that there? Why did they make it so that I could fly off in a pit and die, you know? But then there's also the, oh shit, I can't believe I just boosted past, you know, all of those spikes and bumped off the enemy and then hit the wall and wall jumped and then boost off the wall, you know, like you do shit like that. And then boost into the thing and then do the loop-de-loop and then boost off of that. Like, there's times when you're like, it's clicking and you're fucking zooming and you're like, this is fucking awesome. Yeah, I like that game.
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah. And sometimes it's, yo, I've just jumped on a fucking spring and it's threw me right into a set of spikes.
Really?
How was I supposed to see that shit?
Yeah, because a lot of it is knowing the stage. But also, the fact of the matter is that there's some things that you could, like, if you know the stage, you could totally game it. Like, you could fly over whole parts of the stage. You know, like, I feel like the design is really good. Although it's not accessible to when you first play it. Like, I think the more you play it, the more it opens up and the more you realize that you could skip parts of it and you could kind of, like, tackle it in a bunch of different ways, you know? Like, there's no one way to finish a stage. There's different ways you could go about it, and I think that's cool. And I think they've designed it in a way where you can, like, go one way and then not quite cut it and then take a different path, you know, and all that shit. I don't know. I like it. Played Uncharted 3. I haven't really been compelled to, like, and maybe it's because I know that the patch is coming for the game to fix the graphic issues, and they're gonna try to add motion blur and fix the aiming in a single player. I've kind of played some of it. I haven't been on it that hard. So the multiplayer is fun though. I like that. Even though it doesn't look as good as Uncharted 2 multiplayer. So it's cool. It's a cool game. I mean, you know, I'm just disappointed because it didn't hit the same bar, but it's still a great game. And I think that's all I've played this week.
Expectations were too high.
Yeah. Yeah, they were. They just happened to add a lot of... Go ahead.
I think, you know, the reason I really wasn't disappointed in it is because for a few months' time, you know, my hype for the game did kind of just die off a bit because I was so hyped for Skyrim. And it was only when I saw the launch trailer for Uncharted that the hype really set in again, and that was, what, like a week or two before the game? So I did have a bit of an off period just because I was hearing so much about it, and obviously the beta, the multiplayer beta and all that stuff was going on, the Subway promotion, you know, and I just got tired of it, basically, you know. Mm-hmm. It was like, right, just hurry up and give me a fucking game. Or at least give me a demo with a single player. So I'm glad I wasn't on pins for that whole time. Because Skyrim kind of just took over. But, you know. But like I said, I can definitely see why people might have been let down a bit. Just because it wasn't able to go above and beyond everything that Uncharted 2 did.
Yeah, and it wasn't.
And in some instances, they might have even failed. Like you say, in like Drake's animations and all that stuff. Oh,
yeah, that shit is a big fail. I think that was a fail. I think the aiming not being right is a huge fail. God, come on. It's a third-person shooter. And the combat system, I think, was a valiant attempt, but a fail, nonetheless, right? Like, it was a great idea, but it just didn't hit the mark of what they were trying to imitate. Like, they just didn't make it Arkham Asylum, Arkham City smooth. Like, they just didn't make it. Like, it's like they added stuff that just wasn't complete, you know. So
see, I think for me, if I look at it in the Call of Duty sense, and just for me personally, they gave me everything that I wanted out of it. You know, like we've just been saying about Call of Duty, you know, they stick to what they know, and people flock to that shit. You know, you know what you're getting with it. And people come to expect that. And I think, just for me personally, Naughty Dog delivered what I wanted from the game. You know, just a compelling single player. Yeah, the controls could have been a bit tighter here and there, but as far as story-wise goes, I thought it was fantastic.
Uncharted has always hung its hat on being, like, the tightest controlling third-person shooter with the best cover and all that shit. And they fucking fucked it up.
There is issues, but then again, it didn't...
Big issues.
It didn't stop me from being able to enjoy the game. I just enjoyed it. I played through the game 2.5 times.
Be happy about that, because that whole fucking not being able to shoot right is a deal breaker for me. A shooter that don't shoot right is a deal breaker.
Yeah, I got used to it though. Some people can't get used to that shit.
I just don't want to get used to it.
I beat that shit on crushing with that aiming.
I don't want to get used to shit.
You know.
Fuck that shit. I don't want to eat shit till it tastes good. Fuck that.
Well, we're going to agree to disagree, but all I can say...
True.
You know, for me is Naughty Dog, for me, delivered a great game, and I was happy with it. So, end of. For me. So what else you been playing?
That's it, dude.
So, have you played any of that whack-ass Marvel?
No, I sent that shit back, dude.
It only go out on Tuesday.
You talking about? Oh no, no! I thought you meant. Marvel. I'm sorry. I thought you meant that X-Men bullshit. X-Men game they sent me. No. The GameFly sent me. No, Marvel. No, I didn't buy it yet. I need to go buy it. I've been really fighting the urge to buy Metal Gear Solid Collection. Like, I've had a urge to play Metal Gear right recently.
Why are you fighting the urge? I thought you were looking forward to that.
Because I have so much shit here already that I don't fucking play. Like, Deus Ex that's sitting here, and I didn't even beat Catherine yet. Like, I'm on the last level in Dark Souls and Ico Collection, then I still have Uncharted 3. I mean, do I need to go on? I still haven't even beat Sonic. You see what I'm saying? It's like, why am I going to pile on more shit to play when I'm not even really fucking completing what I have? The price is only going to go down more for those other games that I don't have yet, you know?
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense. I'm going to get destroyed in Marvel anyway, whether I buy it today or whether I buy it next month. I'm probably going to go to the store. I'm probably going to go to the store this week and buy both of those games. That's probably the reality of the situation that we're dealing with here. Why? Because I'm going to be off this week and I'm going to just fucking... I've been really feeling like playing Peace Walker. Because I haven't played it in so long and I want to use my save from my PSP and all that good shit. So we'll see how it goes, you know? But Deus Ex is so similar, I want to beat that first, because I know that once I crack open that Metal Gear, I'm not going to play no fucking Deus Ex, you know?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, man. That's how it is, but that's me. What about you guys?
Go on, Shooter.
So basically, well, I did beat Arkham City, finally. Crazy ending, that's all I'm going to say.
I need to get back on that shit.
Then there's that. That's coming out next week, right? On PC?
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah. And I have that already. It's like, how many games can one man play? I have so many reviews to write, dude. It's not even funny. Gotta get an E3, man.
Oh, yeah.
So there's that, basically Assassin's Creed and Mario.
Assassin's Creed and Mario. Yo, bro, just before I start, man, what's up with the Battlefield on PS3, man? Go I buy need... that shit.
Fuck, yes. Okay. Thanks.
Just go buy that
another
shit.
Another game.
I think Toys R Us has a buy one, get one half off or some shit. I might just go ahead and just go there and buy all the shit that I need to buy. My wallet is crying right now. But it's okay. Yeah, I do need to buy that so I can show y'all how to really play that game.
Yeah, because you're getting murked on the PC.
Nah, man, PC, I was doing good, dude. Honestly. I really was. Dude, look at my kill-death ratio. This shit's public.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh, see? See? Talking all that shit, Scott.
We gotta get in those jets. Shit is hilarious.
Yeah, I do need to buy that. Alright, fuck.
Just go buy that shit this week, and then we can all jump on it.
Yeah, I'm gonna be out of town for the end of this week anyway, so I only got till Wednesday to make it happen.
If you can record some footage of us on Caspian border in jets and choppers and that kind of shit.
No, don't get in the chopper or sky, though. That's like a...
I can't fly any of those shits. I just find it hilarious when you go up in the air and it crash that shit. Parachute out and shit. That's hilarious to me. Or you're just running about in the woods and you see people flying above you and crash landing and shit. They can't control it.
It is crazy.
So, So, Shooter, you said you played those two. What have you played, Scott?
Skyrim. I played Skyrim this week. So much Skyrim. I'm like, oh shit, 26 hours in to Skyrim.
So you said I would hate that game, right?
So he's gonna pick it up now.
Shooter knows me so well. I must prove everybody wrong.
I mean, I say you'd hate it just because if you couldn't get into Oblivion or the Fallouts.
Fallout, then... definitely. I never tried Oblivion, remember?
Well, I don't know.
Like Demon's Souls.
I did like Demon's Souls. I do like Demon's Souls. Dark Souls.
Whatever.
I don't know. I mean, if you can be content with literally being thrown into this huge open world, and it really is a massive, massive world, with the game basically saying, right, do what the fuck you want, then you'd be happy with it. But if you like a lot more structure to your games and all that kind of stuff with a really powerful narrative to it, then this game probably isn't for you. But it's such... The game's so time-consuming. That's another reason why you might not like it. There's so much to do, so much to see. You know, I'm 26 hours in, and I've only found, like, 60 locations. And you get a silver trophy for finding 100. You know? There's just so much shit to do and see. So, if you can only spare an hour or two of gaming here and there every other day, then you ain't really going to get the best out of this game.
Oh.
And you're soon going to get bored, because the map is so big, and if you haven't got the funds to buy a horse, and you've got to travel to places miles away that you've not yet discovered, then a lot of that time is going to be spent just traveling around the world.
Oh, okay, and, so yeah, it's not for me.
And also, if you're on a specific quest, see, a lot of my problem, well, it's not even a problem, just something I love. I might be on a specific quest, and I'll be heading to it, to the destination, but I'll always find something else that interests me off the beaten path. I'd say to myself, I'll just walk up here a bit and just see what's up here. And I'll be walking up there for the next hour, and I find something else to do. And I'll all of a sudden forget about that quest, and I'll start going hunting. I went hunting for like 3 hours straight the other night, seriously. I was creeping around in the woods with my crossbow, hunting fucking deer. That's what I was doing.
Fuck that.
It's crazy.
Fuck
but
that.
Game.
Fuck that shit. Yo.
Game is just. I love it. I've beat the main quest line now. So I can just fuck with that game just whenever I want. I'm just doing side quests and everything, but. It is a phenomenal game.
Fuck that.
Yeah, you stick to your Sonic Generations.
That game is dope.
Shit, and I'll stick to Skyrim and shit. So,
fuck that.
A man's game. Shit.
Skyrim is not a man's game. You want to know what a man? You want to know a man's game?
Dragons and shit, and you
a man's game is Wipeout HD. That's a man's
fuck
game.
That shit. Nobody playing
a
that
man's
shit.
Game is Vanquish. That shit takes skill, buddy. Skills!
Vanquish ain't all that.
Vanquish is the shit, man. You're just not ready for the future.
You're the only one who played that shit, so...
No, I'm not.
Know.
No, I'm not. There's other people that have played it that loved it.
Like me. Like who?
Like Shooter, like Illmatic.
Yeah.
That
yeah,
shit is dope, man.
You're alone in this one, Scott.
I don't give a fuck. I've got Skyrim. Skyrim's all I need.
I want Skyrim though.
Skyrim
is just dope, and it, you know, there is again, it's technical issues. It's Bethesda. They've really fucked some shit up again. Technical aspects, but the sheer enjoyment and the sheer amount of time I can just sink into that game, and in one go, is just unbelievable. So
Zelda is probably my Skyrim for this season.
I'll announce it now. Skyrim, Game of the Year, and that's above Uncharted 3. So that's saying something.
I could totally believe that. Because Uncharted 3 is definitely not my Game of the Year. Not at all.
You know, this year I don't think I can even choose a Game of the Year.
Batman might be mine.
Battlefield 3, if I had to say. Just because it's online is awesome.
I could have been controversial and called Motorstorm Apocalypse as Game of the Year.
That is definitely funny. That's some funny shit, Scott. That is funny. I will have to say, I'm gonna have to wait till I finish Zelda and Batman to know, because I think Zelda could potentially be Game of the Year, legitimately. Yep. And Batman, who knows? That is possible as well. So I'll wait till I'll beat all of those games and then start to talk Game of the Year shit. So damn, I got shit to do. So on that note, check us out. We'll be back with another podcast after this one, maybe next week, maybe not. Probably though. We're on iTunes. Yeah, because we have Thanksgiving holiday in the States, right? And I'll be out of town, so we might be able to record one earlier, record one later. So I don't know if I'm gonna be back yet.
I mean, we can take a hiatus.
Yeah, we probably could, because shit is not coming out between now and there's nothing else coming out really. So we'll probably be back the first week of December. Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Go and enjoy your turkey and shit, and enjoy those Thanksgiving times. We don't have that shit.
Black Friday sales.
Fuck all, y'all. Fighting people over a TV. Stomping on people, man. You guys are crazy.
Damn crazy ass Americans. American bullshit, right? American commercialism at its finest.
Camping out in the cold just for a couple of bargains. Shit.
Yeah, man. So
wait 3 hours to save $10 on a game.
Right. Well, yeah, man. So that's kind of what we're gonna do. And we'll be back. We out. Peace.
Peace.